Atahamapyatma ripostravantikam Dainena nita prasabham chajita shri Idam kritam tantika varti jivitam Yayadruvam stavta matirna bhujyate.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 22, Text 11.
Atāham avyātma ripostavāntikam daivena nītā prasabham tyajita-śrī tyajita-śrī iram kṛtān tāntika vārti jīvitam yadruvam stabdhamatīr-nubhūjyate.
Only by providence have I been forcibly brought under your lotus feet and deprived of all my opulence. Because of the illusion created by temporary opulence, people in general, who live under material conditions, facing accidental death at every moment, do not understand that this life is temporary. Only by providence have I been saved from that condition. Purport. Bali Maharaj appreciated the actions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although all the members of the demoniac families except Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj considered Vishnu their eternal traditional enemy. As described by Bali Maharaj, Lord Vishnu was actually not the enemy of the family, but the best friend of the family. The principle of this friendship has already been stated. Yasyaha manu pranami parishye tatanam shanai. The Lord bestows special favor upon the devotee by taking away all his material opulences. Bali Maharaj appreciated this behavior by the Lord. Therefore he said, Dayaveena nita prasabham chajita shri. It is to bring me to the right platform of eternal life that you have put me into these circumstances. Actually, everyone should fear the so-called society, friendship, and love for which he works so hard all day and night. As indicated by Bali Maharaj, by the words Janat Pita, every devotee in Krishna consciousness should always be afraid of the common man engaged in pursuing material prosperity. Such a person is described as Pramatta, a madman chasing the will of the wisp. Such men do not know that after a hard struggle for life, one must change his body with no certainty of what kind of body he will receive next. Those who are completely established in Krishna conscious philosophy and who therefore understand the aim of life will never take to the activities of the materialistic dog race. But if a sincere devotee somehow does fall down, the Lord corrects him and saves him from gliding down to the darkest region of hellish life. Adanta gopir vishatam tamishram puna punas charvata charvana nam. The materialistic way of life is nothing but the repeated chewing of that which has already been chewed. Although there is no profit in such a life, people are enamored of it because of uncontrolled senses. Nunam pramatta. Although there is no profit in such a life, people are enamored of it because of uncontrolled senses. Nunam pramatta krute vikarma. Because of uncontrolled senses, people fully engage in sinful activities by which they get a body full of suffering. Bali Maharaj appreciated how the Lord had saved him from such a bewildered life of ignorance. He therefore said that his intelligence had been stunned. Stavta matir nabhudyate. He could not understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead favors his devotees by forcibly stopping their materialistic activities.
Ataham apyatma ripos davantikam daivena nita prasabham tyajita shri Idam kritan tantika varti jivitam.
The
Yayadruvam Stabdamatir Nabuchite. The Bali Maharaj was speaking after having everything taken away by Lord Vamadev. The Bali Maharaj promised the boy, and whatever you ask, I'll be happy to give. So Vamandev, the Brahmin boy, asked Bali Maharaj that you give something. Bali Maharaj said, all right, then I want 3 paces of land. Bali Maharaj said, all right, why not? Of course, there was some discussion. Only 3 paces of land you're asking, you should ask something serious. Not 3 paces of land. Anyone who wouldn't be satisfied with 3 paces of land wouldn't be satisfied if he got the 3 worlds. So the king agreed, but then Shukracharya, the so-called guru of Bali Maharaj, objected that don't give him. He's Vishnu, he'll take everything. He's the enemy of our, he's our enemy, enemy of the family, enemy of the Vaishnavas. So don't give him anything. Then Bali Maharaj said that, no, I've promised him. And after promising, how can I refuse? The earth can tolerate everything. So much burden is on the earth. So many trees, so many mountains, so many people, so many buildings, so many things are there. The earth can bear the whole burden, no problem. But the earth can't bear the burden of a liar. The burden of a liar is too much. So, I'm willing to lose everything, but I'm not willing to lose my integrity. I'm not willing to go back on my word. That was Bali Maharaj's. I'll reject you, but I'll not reject my promise. You're my guru, and you're telling me to break my promise to this Brahmin boy. I'll not do that. So he rejected. Actually, the guru cursed him that everything will be taken away from you. All right, but I'll not break my promise. So then, of course, Lord Vamandev, with his first step, he covered the earth. He assumed the gigantic size. With his second step, he covered the whole universe, up to the shell of the universe. After so many thousands and thousands of yojanas, the shell of the universe is there. And each level, there's a layer of earth, there's a layer of water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego, total material energy. Each layer, the first layer is 10 times the diameter of the whole universe, and each level, each layer is 10 times the previous one. So big. And outside of those layers, coverings, the causal ocean is there, on which all the universes are floating. So Lord Vamandev extended his second step up to the shell, and with his foot he pierced through the shells also, all of the shells, so that some water from the causal ocean was falling through. That becomes Ganga, which Lord Shiva is keeping on his head. Because it's coming, it's from the lotus foot of Lord Vamandev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Shiva is keeping that water on his head. So then, now I've covered the entire universe with 2 steps. So again, you're about to become a liar, because you've promised me 3. And only 2 you've given. Then, all right, you placed your 3rd footstep on my head. He still found some place. My head is still there. You put your 3rd footstep. So in this way, he surrendered everything to Lord Vamadev.
Still, Lord Vamandeva arrested him, tied him up with rope, and was pushing him down to the lower planetary systems. So what is that? I surrendered and now you're pushing me down? Now you're arresting me? What is that? If I didn't surrender, then maybe you might have cause, but I'm surrendered. Why are you punishing me? Anyone in that situation might protest. But after I've surrendered, why are you treating me like this? But Bali Maharaj took it favorably, that this is your kindness to me. You're smashing my material position. That's your causeless mercy. This material acquisition of wealth, prestige, power, family, society, everything, is arranged by Maya, the material energy. And by the power of Maya, I'm thinking, this is my house, this is my wife, this is my land, this is my money, this is my kingdom, this is my this. Chanasya mohoyam hamaniti. So now you're smashing that. That means it's your mercy. Yasyaham anugrihami harishe tatanam shanam. Krishna says, if I really favor someone, I take away all his accumulated opulence. Then he tries to get it back again. Then I snatch him again. Then again he tries to build up. Then again I take it away. If I especially favor someone, it's understood if someone has got money, if someone has got aristocratic position, education, good looks, everything, that's the mercy of God. But if someone has everything taken away, that's the special mercy of God. More mercy. Srila Prabhupada said in his personal case, he had that experience, that he was, that Krishna took everything away. Prabhupada said, I was never thinking of taking sannyas. I was never thinking of taking sannyas. But Krishna forced me. He said, and now I'm happy. Now that's called special mercy of Krishna. When Krishna favors a special devotee, Krishna takes everything away. Therefore he's called Hari. Hari means who takes away. So ataham apyatma rupostavantikam. The daivena nita prasabham chaditashri. Chajitashri, you've taken away all my opulence. That's good for me. Atmaripo, you're supposed to be the enemy of our family, but actually you're the friend of the family. Because Bali Maharaj was the descendant of Prahlad Maharaj. So for that reason also he got special mercy. Atam apyatmaripo stavantikam dayamena. It's by providence that my opulence has been taken away. Idam kritantantika varti jivitam. After all, this world is such a place that everything can be finished at any moment. Jivitam. Jivitam means our life. At any moment it can be put to an end. At any moment. So many people die every day unexpectedly. No, there was no expectation, and suddenly they die. Well, that's the material world. And still we're thinking that I can build up something permanent here in this material world. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada mentions here that everyone should fear the association of the materialists. The materialists are an illusion, thinking that this is my business in life. Kamo papoga paramala, etavaditi nishtra, Bhagavad Gita.
You have to give the child something loud to play with.
Kamo papago parama itabhida vinishtrita.
The materialist thinks that the highest attainment is to enjoy my senses. To have a happy life, prosperity, nice home, nice everything. Kama upabhoga, to satisfy my material desires and enjoy sense gratification. Parama, this is the best thing. That's so-called advancement. Now this Dubai has become such a big thing. And naturally they're promoting, come here, spend money, enjoy big hotels, desert. By mental concoction, the desert, which is the most nonsense place, is promoted as a place of enjoyment. You've been to the ocean, you've been to the beach, you've been to the jungle, you've been to the this place, that place, you've been to Europe, you've been, but you haven't been to the desert. So, what is that slogan? Continue exploring. Emirates has picked up that as their slogan. Continue exploring. Huh? You've enjoyed Europe, you've enjoyed this, but you haven't enjoyed the desert. What is the desert? The desert's a nonsense, desolate, hot, miserable place. Huh? But you haven't seen it yet. Puna punash charvita charvanana. You've stayed in a hotel here, this hotel, that hotel, but you haven't stayed in this hotel. So come on, enjoy. What enjoy? It's the same nonsense business everywhere. But by mental concoction, one is thinking, yes, let me go to the desert and enjoy. Let me go to the desert. What is their enjoyment? Sex life. We had sex in Europe, we had sex in America, in London, in Paris, in Rome, but we haven't had sex in the desert. This is... But their idea is that this is happiness. This is the business of life. Somehow to satisfy our so many desires. And the desires are never satisfied. That's another thing. Durasha. Their aspirations will never be fulfilled. But they're trying. They're trying. Puna punas jarvita. I chewed it this way. Let me chew it that way. Maybe I'll get some things. The same nonsense thing. So, that association we should avoid. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, he was asked by one of his householder devotees, that what should be the behavior of a Vaishnava? Then at once he answered, a satsanga tyagi, a Vaishnava chara. The Vaishnava devotee of the Lord should give up a satsanga, bad association. Then what is bad association? A stri sangi ekashati. First bad association is those who are attached to the association of women for sense gratification. Stri sangi. Stri sangi ekashati. And Krishna bhaktaha. And those who are not devotees of Krishna, those who are against devotional service or not engaged in devotional service, they're also a satsanga. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastri kai. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva shastri kai. One should associate with devotees. Now, all the Shastras are saying, associate with devotees, associate with devotees, associate with devotees. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sadhu shuddhi. Even one moment, less than a moment, of association with a devotee of the Lord can bring all perfection. On the one side, we should do everything to associate with pure devotees of Krishna. And on the other side, we should avoid the non-devotees like the plague. We should avoid them. Then someone says, how can we avoid the non-devotees? Non-devotees are everywhere. If I go to buy vegetables, the vegetable seller is a non-devotee. If I have to buy an airline ticket, he's a non-devotee. If I have to go work somewhere where I'm working, everyone is a non-devotee. Then how can I avoid a satsanga? Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that avoiding means that we don't make intimate association with them. Hare Krishna, how are you? Everything's all right? Yes, good. But for our intimate association, we avoid them. Official association, not that we're rude, but we don't associate beyond official association. We don't make intimate association with the non-devotees. Srila Prabhupada explained this by telling the story of the monkey and the alligator. This is a story for you, the story of the monkey and the alligator. Listen carefully. There was a monkey who wanted to cross the river. So as he came to the river, and monkeys are not good swimmers, but one alligator was there. So the alligator proposed that, you want to cross the river, you get on my back, I'll take you across. So the monkey thought, this is nice. He got on the alligator's back, and the alligator began swimming, giving him a ride. And when they got to the middle of the river, the alligator started submerging, and he said, now I'm going to drown you, and I and my family are going to eat your heart out and enjoy. Very dangerous position. So the monkey said, you should have told me. Before I got on, why didn't you tell me? Now we've come all this way and you didn't tell me? Till now? Anyway, it's not too late. The problem is that I left my heart back on the shore. You know, today I didn't, every other day usually I bring my heart, but today I left it back home. So what will you do? Anyway, better late than never, you take me back and I'll get my heart and then you can proceed. So the alligator agreed, he brought him back to the shore, and the monkey jumped off. Haribol. And the alligator went hungry. So Srila Prabhupada gave the moral of the story that when you go out with the alligators, leave your heart at home. That means the materialistic persons are like alligators, and we should leave our heart with Krishna. Then everything is all right. Oh, the materialistic persons, if we associate with them, we'll pick up their infection. They're infected by this desire, mad desire, pramatta. Pramatta kurute vikarma. What is pious, what is sinful? Doesn't matter. Somehow, anyayen artha sanchayan, let's get money by hook or by crook. Let's get sense enjoyment this way or that way, and enjoy. Pious, sinful, anyway, let's enjoy. Why? By illegal sense enjoyment, I become entangled in sinful activities, I'll have to suffer. Even legal activities. For sense enjoyment, people are madmen. Just, they'll risk their life just to get money. They're diving for pearls, very dangerous occupation. They're doing so many things, very dangerous. What is it? The high risk occupations. The actuaries figure it out, your insurance is over the top. Because it's a very dangerous business. I know one person, he was a skinny little guy, and somehow or other, he was so foolish, he was after some other man's wife. And that man was like was an Italian construction worker. The guy was like 250, 300 pounds, muscles like Arnold, whatever his name is, who's in the news these days. Built like a truck. And this skinny little guy is messing with his wife. And the guy found out also. And the skinny little guy didn't, his health suffered afterwards. He's crazy. Huh? A madman. At least if he's sane, if I'm going to go after someone's wife, let it be the wife of some other skinny little guy. But he's mad. Little idea of sense enjoyment. And mad. Let me enjoy. At the risk of getting my head smashed in, let me enjoy. Why? When, what will your enjoyment be? 2 minutes. And your reputation goes to hell and you'll have your bones broken. But pramatta, mad. Mad. Nunam pramatta. But the senses are so, lust is such a thing that lust takes over and bewilders the living being. And then he does anything simple. Kama, krodha, tata, lobha. These things. Lust and anger and grief. Out of greed only. People are going to war. People are bank robbing. What another high-risk occupation. Breaking into a bank, the security guards are there, they can blow your head off. If you're caught by the police, you'll go to jail for 20 years. But the greed for money is so strong that at the risk of his life, one goes after money. By this way or that way. The Bhamandev is teaching that anyway, 3 steps of land is enough. Of course, his 3 steps were something extraordinary. But still, he was teaching that we have to learn to be satisfied with what comes by nature's image. Mana prasada saumyata sthayam atma bindhi. Austerity is helpful. Austerity of the mind means, let me be satisfied. Whatever Krishna sends, anyway, it's enough. It's enough. If I get 4 chapatis, it's all right. If I get 2 chapatis, I'll go on living. Not that I'll die because I only got 2 chapatis. And Krishna sent 2 chapatis, let me live with 2 chapatis. Krishna sent this, let me... Krishna sent a Ford car, I don't need a Cadillac car. Whatever Krishna sends, that's all right. Not that if I increase, my happiness will increase. It doesn't increase. Happiness is the same. If I go and get a position like that of Indra, it's not that my happiness will actually increase. Not that my happiness will increase. My illusion will increase. Now I'm Indra, now I have this, I have that. So many apsaras are there. But it doesn't actually increase my happiness. It increases my illusion. The material world, happiness is not happiness. Happiness is a source of trouble. I become attached to this material material happiness means happiness in terms of this body. And what's the source of all my trouble? This body. When we fly in the airplane, very often, when the plane lands, the passengers clap their hands. Why? Because now they're out of danger. Now the plane has landed, everything is fine. But what is that danger? Danger is because of this body. If the plane crashes, my body may be finished. So the danger is on account of the... Otherwise, for the soul, nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahitipavaka, nachainam kariyantyapo, nasho shayati namita. If there's a fire in the plane, it's all right, but the soul won't be burnt. If everything starts crashing, then my soul will not be cut to pieces. None of this. If the plane crashes in the ocean, my soul will drown. But because the body at any moment can die, we're all in fear. You see the birds, they're on the road or on the any place, they're eating. That's supposed to be enjoyment for them. But you see how they're eating. They're always looking this way and that way, whether someone is coming to kill me. Is there a cat? Is there a something? Am I in danger? They're always in fear. And at any moment I may be killed. This is the material world. Every one of us, at any moment, can be finished. We can all be killed at any moment. And still we're attached to this material world as a place of enjoyment. The dukkha yoni aevate, the body is the source of all trouble. Klesha. Adidaivik, adibhotik, and adhyatmik klesha. Adibhotik klesha means trouble from other living beings. It may be mosquitoes, it may be virus, it may be human beings. This SARS, it's a virus, I think. So that's trouble from other living entities. The mosquitoes are carrying malaria, that's another trouble. Or the foreign countries are shooting at us, that's another trouble caused by human beings. Mostly the human beings seem to cause more trouble than anything else. Or there's adidaivik klesha, too much heat. I think a week back there was too much heat. Or too much cold in the winter. Too much this, cyclones, tornadoes. And adhyatmik klesha, if the environment is not giving us trouble, if other living entities are not giving us trouble, then our own body and mind are giving us trouble. The body is giving so many difficulties. Therefore, hospitals everywhere. Hospitals and doctors are required everywhere because the body gives us trouble. And if the body is not giving us trouble, the mind is giving us trouble. Everyone is walking around with a mind which is giving trouble. So either two or three, at least one of these miseries is always giving us trouble. Because we've accepted this material body, we have to be in trouble. And why have we accepted this material body? For enjoyment. Then are we not mad? That for enjoyment, I'm accepting something which is the breeding ground of all trouble. Is it not mad? Huh? It's madness only. For enjoyment, I'm coming to the place where suffering is the rule. And I'm thinking that I'm very intelligent because I figured out how to enjoy this. Got this, I can do this, by my power I can do that, I can get this, I can get that. I've nailed down this, I've fixed up that. I'm covered for this, I'm protected from that. I'm insured for this. So my position is very good. What very good? You can be knocked out of commission at any moment. The reality of the material world. Any moment, young man, old man, child, everyone can be finished at any moment. And this is the place to which we've come for enjoyment. Therefore, pramanta. Mad. And after coming to this place, then we do things which get us deeper in trouble. At the minimum, the world is causing us trouble. And we act sinfully and get in deeper trouble. At least if we cooperate with the laws of nature, then there will be less trouble. But we break the laws of nature. I want more. Lobha, greed. Or krodha. Krodha means you totally lose your intelligence. Krodha bhavati sammohat smriti. One becomes angry and he loses his mind. Anger is like temporary insanity. Unless one is always angry, then it's permanent insanity. And kama is another insanity. Out of desire, people are acting insane. Accepting so much trouble out of desire, out of lust. Therefore, Krishna says, kama krodha tyat tata lobhas tasvade tatrayam chijet. Tribidam narakasyedam paramatmanam nashanam. These are three gates to destruction, three gates to hell. Kama, krodha, and lobha. Lust, anger, and greed. Therefore, tasmari tatrayanti jade. One should give these things up. Give them up. They're all manogatan. They're all products of mental concoction. It's not required. I have to become angry. I have to become lusty. I have to become greedy. Otherwise, my life will not be nice. But because our mind is infected, we become overcome by these things. Therefore, we should avoid the association of those who are too infected. Stri Sangye Kashatru, Krishna Bhaktar, the non-devotees, the men who are attached to women for sense enjoyment. We should avoid their company. And we should associate with those who are devoted to Krishna. Simply if we try to give up lust, anger, greed, that will be very difficult. That will be very difficult. But if we become attached to Krishna, then, Krishna says, Maya is so tricky that she'll get us into these things. Into lust, into anger, into greed. She'll trick us. Now you're no longer in ignorance. Now you've come to the advanced stage. What is that advanced stage? Passion. Or now you've overcome passion, you're in goodness. But goodness also is Maya. Person is thinking now, by the grace of God, I'm not in illusion anymore. I'm in knowledge. But that knowledge is also Maya. In the mode of goodness, without devotional service to Krishna, one is still in the clutches of the illusory energy. But mamevye prapadyante mayame tantra. When one surrenders to Krishna, then he overcomes quickly the clutches of Maya. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvatarman Pratyajya, Mamekam Sharanam. I just surrender to me. Just surrender. And Aham Tam Sarvapapin Vyomokshishyami. Mashucha. Then you don't have to worry. I'll save you from the clutches of Maya. By our own power, we'll not get free from Maya's clutches. But by surrendering to Krishna very easily. Therefore, Prapadyanta. Mamekam Sharanam. We have to take shelter of Krishna. Rupali Maharaj did that. He took shelter of Krishna. And he became Mahajan. There are 12 Mahajanas, great authorities in pure devotional service. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kopila, Manu, Kalhada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vyasa, Kibana. Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, Kumaras, Kapil Dev, Bhishma Dev, the grandfather of the Pandavas, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka, his father-in-law, Lord Ramchandra, Bhishma, Vyasaki, Sukadev Goswami, Yamaraj, and Bali Maharaj. These were all great authorities in spiritual realization. How does Bali Maharaj become the authority? By surrendering everything to Lord Narayana. Rejecting every, even rejecting his so-called guru. The guru is not in favor of surrendering to Vishnu. Guru is against, don't surrender to Vishnu. Guru is advising me, you break your word and refuse Lord Vishnu. No, I'll refuse my guru. Cheating guru. Family guru. He rejected him. And surrendered to Vishnu. Mahajana yena katha sapanta. To advance in the real business of life, we have to follow in the footsteps of the Mahajanas. Mahajana yena katha sapanta. We have to follow the path of the Mahajanas. So that path of the Mahajanas is surrender to Krishna. And surrender to Krishna is possible in the Kali Yuga by Harinam, by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is surrender. We have time. The time can be used for reading the newspaper, for watching the television, for going to the cinema, for seeing videos, for this, for this, for this, for this. And then when you ask me to chant Hare Krishna, I'll say, sorry, I have no time. No time. So this is surrender. To surrender my time, which is now being used for Maya, to Krishna, service of Krishna. That's, although it's supposed to be surrender, actually it's my benefit. Nate vidu svarta katim hi Vishnu. We don't know our real benefit. We're thinking if I grab everything, that's my benefit. Before God takes it away, let me nail it down somehow or other. Protect everything. What am I protecting? All of my nonsense. All of my attachments, all of my illusions, all of my false sense of security, that I want to make very solid. That I want to make very solid. My material position should be very solid. What is my material position? My material position is that which is meant to be blown away by time. Mrityu sarva harascha. Krishna comes as death and blows it all away. He takes it all away. Whatever we've nailed down with so much hard work, so much sincere endeavor, so much dutiful, responsible attention, we've nailed it all down and Krishna blows it all away. In the form of death. So when it's all to be taken away anyway, why not surrender it early and get the benefit? If I hold on to it, till the end of death, then to the end of life, then in the next, again I have to take another body and again repeat this suffering. But if I surrender to Krishna, then Chaktvadeyam Punarjanmanayiti, finished, no more birth and death. So what I'm holding on to is the source of my repeated birth and death and my repeated suffering. So that is my foolishness. I have to give up that foolishness. Although I may think this is dharma, to be very responsible, to make more and more money, to see to this, see to this, see to this, see to this. My real dharma is to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharma and pratyajamane Krishna. Other things I may have to do, but that should be second priority. Second priority. That's not the business of life. that if my family is all right, my money is all right, my home is all right, then everything is all right. That's my illusion. All of those things will be all right, and my life will be a failure. We make everything very nice in our material situation, and we don't inquire about the real purpose of life, then our life is a failure. Probably. It's a failure. Because we haven't even addressed the real problems of life. So our time, therefore, should be spared, should be saved from being taken away by Maya, and it should be used in the service of Krishna. That's not our loss, although it may be giving up. But giving up, just like if I give up poison, is it a loss? If I give up something which is going to cause me trouble, is it a loss? It's a gain. It's a gain. We think that we're losing something. We're losing our suffering, that's all. But we should sacrifice our attachment to this suffering and attach ourselves to chanting Hare Krishna. That will make our life genuinely successful. Then that's our program of Krishna consciousness. Following in the footsteps of Bali Maharaj, who surrendered everything. All right, Hare Krishna. Are there any questions? Doing charity work and building hospitals is in the mode of goodness? No, not necessarily. It's generally done in the mode of passion, actually. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes. Let's see. Same place now. But Krishna explains. Not seeing the verse right now. The meaning is that the person who gives charity with concern for getting material profit in the form of prestige, who's giving to unsuitable persons at an unsuitable time, at an unsuitable place, for unsuitable purposes, he's giving charity in the mode of passion. Let's see. Let's see if that's not good. Yeah, here it is.
Yaktu pratyupakarartam palamudishavabhuna diyatecha parikrishnam tattanam radhasasmritam.
A person is giving charity, thinking that I'm giving charity and I'll get something out of it. Maybe I'll get a tax, I'll come into a lower tax bracket. So I'll profit that way. Or, because I'm giving something for this hospital, my name will be placed on that hospital. Radhajivan Memorial Hospital. So I'll become famous. I'll become known. Such a pious man, he built this hospital. Or in some other way, I'll get some future benefit. Or he gives it and then he regrets, why did I give so much? But that's charity, but it's in the mode of passion. And another charity, Adesha Kali Adhana Magpatre Vyastradiyate Asatkritam Vagyatam Tattama Sumudharata. We give to an unsuitable person for an unsuitable, just like charity given to a person who's a drunkard. Is charity an ignorance? You'll give him money, he'll go out and buy more liquor, and now you're implicated. You're the sponsor for his sinful activities, for his harmful, self-harmful activities. You're thinking, I gave charity, I'm a good guy. But according to the laws of nature, you're in the mode of ignorance. Charity is charity that should be given to a suitable person. That's also described. Dātavyamiti yaddhānam diyate nupakārane deshe kāle chapatre chatadhānam sattvikarma smritam. Just like Bali Maharaj. He gave charity to a suitable person. Of course, he was Lord Vishnu. He's the most suitable person. But otherwise, Brahman. Brahman is supposed to be the representative of the Lord. No, the actual charity is not meant to be given to the lowest class of men. It's meant to be given to the highest class of men. Charity should be given to the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. So, Pali Maharaj gave charity to a suitable person. That was, and why? Dātavyamiti yaddhānam. Dātavya, it's my duty. It doesn't matter whether I'm going to get my name in lights. It doesn't matter whether I'm going to get a tax cut. It doesn't matter that I'll get some profit this way or that way. I'll give to the hospital and then the hospital will give me the contract. People in every business, I give some contribution and I get some benefit. No. Dātavya, it's my duty. I may lose my kingdom. I may lose everything. But it's my duty. Brahman has asked me for charity, I'll give him. I've promised, it's my duty to fulfill my promise. That's charity. Not just giving money to nonsense purposes or to get something for myself. Best charity is to give for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. That's transcendental charity. You give charity for the mundane charitable organizations, what will they do? Somebody is hungry, they give him some food. Someone has some disease, they send him to the hospital. But they haven't solved the real root of his problem, which is birth and death. The real problem is birth and death, and the root of that problem is lack of Krishna consciousness. So I think that I'm helping him by my charity. Actually, I'm harming him. I'm extending his sentence in the material world, material prison. If people don't know what charity is. They're pious Hindus, but they don't read Bhagavad Gita. What is their actual duty? Srila Rupa Goswami set the example that when he retired from government service, half he gave for the service of the Vaishnavas. He had a boatload of gold coins. He was very wealthy. Half he gave for the Vaishnavas and Brahmins. One quarter he gave for his family members, and one quarter he kept against personal emergency. That's the example. But there was a further part to your question.
Yes,
No, that it's answered. Okay. Some further question?
Speaking from you. If you are in a good position, if you are in a good position financially, you see the neighbor, the family starving to death, and suppose you help them out, would that be the mode of passion?
You see that your neighbor is starving to death, and you're in a good financial position. If you help him, are you in? Is that in the mode of passion? That may not be in the mode of passion, but that's not the real help.
Part of charity.
Part of charity, but you don't know the real charity. Everyone is starving to death. The rich man is also starving to death. We're thinking, I'm helping the poor man. But the rich man is also starving. How is that? Prabhupada gives the example that there's a bird in a cage. And the proprietor, of the owner of the bird, is shining the cage very nicely. Every day shining the cage, but not feeding the bird. So what will happen? The bird will die. But the cage will be very shiny. So, this material civilization, they're doing everything for the body, which is the cage of the spirit soul. They're doing everything for the body, which is the cage of the spirit soul. And for the spirit soul, what are they doing? Nothing. So, what is happening to the soul? It's starving. It doesn't matter, rich man, poor man. The rich men, just like America, they're rich men. By general calculation, any American is rich. Or take Dubai. So many Indians come to Dubai for employment because just the ordinary standard of salary here is so much better than in India. And what to speak of the, you know, the big shots, how much money they have. But without spiritual realization, everyone is unhappy. Maybe it'd be in a false sense of happiness. I have a big palace. I have a bed imported from Italy. My car came from Germany. My television set came from Japan. My this from here. My this from there. Big, big man. But without spiritual realization, the soul is starving. So, therefore, it's the duty of India to give spiritual knowledge. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharata bhumite manusha janma hailo jar janma sartha kari kara paropaka. Anyone who's taken birth as a human being, manusha janma, bharat bhumi, in India, janma sartha kari, he should make his life successful. Successful means spiritual, but successful doesn't mean the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, go out and make a crore. It means spiritual realization. Janma sarta kari kara paropakara. And do welfare work by spreading Krishna consciousness for the benefit of others. You're making a hypothetical case, what if my neighbor were starving? But your neighbor is starving. He is starving. Why? Because he's forgotten his relationship with Krishna. For these starving men, there are so many organizations for those who are materially starving, Red Cross, Green Crescent, so many things. But where is there the society for freeing them from the real root cause of the problem, this repetition of birth and death? They're starving for lack of spiritual knowledge. The Americans are the richest country in the world, and they're committing suicide. Either literally, some of them are committing suicide, people from good families, good homes, good money, good everything, they commit suicide. Or they're acting in a suicidal way. Pramatta Kuru Devi Karma. All sinful activities. Just meant, they're like suicide. Killing the soul. Why? Because they're not happy. After having so much money, so much freedom, loose morals, they can have sex like cats and dogs, free access to whatever they want, and they're not happy. They're starving. So it's the duty of India to provide food for the world. India is thinking we have to go to America and beg for food. Before Prabhupada came to America, so many politicians would come to America, sir, our country is very poor, please give us welfare. And Prabhupada went to America and said, you're poor. He didn't come to beg, give us, give us. He came to give. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the duty of every Indian to distribute. Distribute. So distribute means first I have to have it. That's the first thing. That we should become Krishna conscious. That's first thing. But that's not the end of the story. That just I become Krishna conscious, business finished. I have to distribute. So chaitato vimukha chaitasa indriyarta maya sukaya paramudvahato vimutan. The grandfather of Bali Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, he said that to Gaurdna Shingadev, that I don't want liberation only for myself. I don't have any problem. Tadvirya gayana mahamrita mandachita. Anytime I can chant Hare Krishna and merge in the ocean of bliss, I have no difficulty. Sho chaitato vimukha chaitasa. But I'm sorry, I'm lamenting. Why? Vimukha chaitasa. For the persons who've turned their face away from you. For what? Indriyarta. Simply for sense gratification. Simply for sense gratification. Why? Maya sukhaya. For illusory enjoyment. Maya sukha. Baramud vahato. They've accepted a great burden of material hard work for nothing. Why? Vimudhan. Because they're great fools. But I feel very sorry for them. If our neighbor were starving, we'd say, oh, I'd feel so much compassion. But the neighbors are already starving. What are we doing? That's our duty. That Krishna consciousness, we have to cultivate and distribute vigorously. That's the need of the whole world. The whole world is suffering because they've forgotten Krishna. So that's the real charity. Just like, suppose you go to some rich man's house. Suppose you went to Ali bin Ali's house. And you met his wife, you met his, does he have a son? You met his son, he probably has several. You met his son, you met his daughter, you met so many. Then, 2 or 3 weeks later, you're driving your car, and his son comes up to your car, all dressed in rags, and all dirty, and knocking on the window of your car, begging for some food. Now suppose you roll down the window of your car, and you give him a biscuit, or you give him some bread, or you give him some money. Are you being very charitable? You may think, yes, I'm being very charitable. He's hungry, I'm feeding him. But that's not charity. Real charity is, I know you, you're the son of Ali bin Ali. What are you doing? Get in this car. And you drive him back to his father's house. Then every problem he has is solved. Otherwise you give him some food, tomorrow he'll again be knocking on the window of some car. You give him whatever you give him some money, he'll not know. He's gone mad. But you bring him to his father, the father will see to every one of his necessities. Correct? That's the real charity. Krishna says, I'm the father, aham bija pradapita. I'm the father of all living beings. So, and he's capable. He'll give everything. He'll supply. But we've turned our face away from Krishna. Vimukha chaitasa. So real kindness is to bring the living entity back to Krishna.
Is that all right? That's the real charity. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorified by Srila Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahabharanyaya. You're the most generous person. Why? How many hospitals did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu open? Huh? There's someone who's become God by opening a big, big hospital. And because he's opened a big hospital, that's proof that he's God. As if this is the business of God. How many hospitals did Krishna open? Is he not God? No, Krishna can't be God. He didn't open any hospitals. But some nonsense rascal opens a big hospital, he's God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never opened any hospitals. He never established any chicken farms. He never established any philanthropic institution. Then why is Rupa Goswami saying, you're the most generous person? You're the greatest philanthropist. Huh? Krishna prema pradayate. You're giving love of Krishna. Freely. Which is the real gift to human society, the real need of human society. Krishna prema pradayate. Distributing, distributing, distributing. Prabhupada could have come to America and done some hard work for establishing some charity. He would have been just another charitable philanthropist, another charity worker. But he gave this chanting, Hare Krishna, which is revolutionizing the lives of poor rich people all over the world. And poor, poor people. We don't discriminate, rich, poor. Everyone benefits from Krishna consciousness. And that's Prabhupada's program. Not to single out the poor people and help them. If they're helped, they become rich, at best. And rich means suffering. There's poor sufferers and rich sufferers. But Srila Prabhupada's mission is to deliver everyone from suffering. Mukta bandha param jay. Bring everyone back to God. Some other question? We distribute food, this, that, that's ordinary charity. That charity is within the jurisdiction of material existence. But we're not meant for staying in ordinary material existence. We have something more important to do. If someone's house is on fire, you wouldn't deliver a package of food. Huh? If I saw that your neighbor's starving and you saw that his house was on fire, would you bring him some bread? Huh? You get out of this house. You drag him out. Somehow you get him out. This is not kindness to him. No, while you're burning up, here's some bread. You get him out. The whole material world is on fire. Samsara Dhavanala. It's a great forest fire. So our business is not to distribute bread to the people who are burning up in the forest fire. Our business is to get them out. Anything else? We've gone a little late. Sorry. Any other question? No? All right, thank you all very much.